Lesson 33, Life on Wheels.
Think about it.
How many ways can you think of to use wheels? How can you get to the moon?
Hello, I'm Jeremy. I'm from the U.S. This is my report on transportation. This world is always moving. Everything seems to have wheels, engines, or wings. Everything seems to be getting faster, too. Long ago, horses pulled carts, but now we have engines on everything, even on bicycles and skateboards. Where did it begin? Well, in the 1700s, people invented the steam engine. That was the beginning of trains. Then steam was able to power boats and cars. Boats have been around for thousands of years. Now with engines, they can go very fast. The first car appeared about 200 years ago, and now the roads are full of cars. All of these cars make the U.S. a nation on wheels. Transportation is not just on the ground or water. Over 100 years ago, people began to make flying machines. Today we travel a lot by airplane. Now people can even travel to space in spaceships. Can you imagine future transportation? My favorite type of transportation is the bicycle. I like to go everywhere by bike in my city. It's good for my health and for the environment.
What's your favorite type of transportation? It's fun to ride a bike.
Let's do it. Listen to the passage and choose the correct words.
How do we use wheels? Many years ago, people invented many helpful vehicles, such as trains and cars. This was the beginning of modern transportation. It's much easier for people to travel now. But to keep healthy, we should walk or ride bicycles.
Read the lesson and fill in the blanks. The first letter is given. Read the passage and label the bicycle.
Bicycle means two wheels. The first bicycle was probably created in Germany in 1816. It was heavy and had wooden wheels. At first, the bicycle had two wheels but no pedals. People pushed it along with their feet. In 1838, a man in the UK invented pedals. The modern bicycle was invented in 1876 in England. By 1900, bicycles had tires filled with air. Air-filled tires made bicycles more comfortable to ride. Today's bicycles look the same as bicycles from the 1900s, but they are lighter. This is because they all have hollow frames.
Seat, chain, work in pairs. Imagine the transportation of the future. Then make up a dialogue. Example. What does it look like? It looks like a bird. It has wings. How will it help people?